shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 19th of March, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere in the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, Western Gold celebrates World Theater Day with My First Time. Presentation House is showcasing an evening of short plays, and a new push walk has just been released, taking us around the beaches of Oaksend. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. Hello. Happy Friday. Glad to be here. It's always nice to be here. Hope you're doing well. Getting that thing taken care of. I have some news. Hope you don't mind. Got my COVID vaccine. I am one of the privileged few that is working in a job that is considered essential enough that is a sort of pushed to the front of the line for the vaccine. And I actually wasn't going to say anything about it. I just kind of wanted to, you know, I didn't want to brag. I didn't want to put myself above anyone else or anything like that. But then I thought, you know, it's a good idea to share a bit of my experience because it was a very positive experience. And I just want to assure you that it's okay to get the vaccine. So when your turn comes, you know, you know what to expect and you know to get it. It was at Vancouver General Hospital. And it was actually really well organized. They had things set up in 10-minute appointment blocks. So I got there at about 1:45. My appointment was for 2:00. They have a whole bank of volunteers checking your ID, making sure you qualify and that you're at the right place at the right time and all the rest of it. I got 2 free bottles of hand sanitizer and a medical mask. They kept us socially distant. The line moved very quickly. And then there were like 2 or 3 different spots where, you know, you line up here and then wait for a moment and then the line starts to move and then you wait here and then the line starts to move again. And then we finally get to the place where all of the actual vaccination happens. Tables and tables and tables of volunteers with syringes giving the shot. Sat me down, made sure I was cool. Did the swipe, check which arm to inject it in, prepared me in case there were any reactions or side effects or anything. And the shot itself was quite easy, you know, just a little pinch and swabbed it with some alcohol, put a little Band-Aid on it. And then I went into the waiting area. There's about a 15-minute period after the injection where they just want to make sure you're okay, because some people, they do get a reaction to it. Sometimes it can be a little bit of pain in the arm where you've been shot. Sometimes it can be more of a lightheadedness or, you know, other kinds of symptoms. So make sure that that you're okay. Nobody that was in the waiting room with me the 15 minutes I was there had any reaction. We all just sort of went there, waited, and then left. And it was all done in half an hour from the time I actually showed up till the time it was time for me to leave. And it's done. I get a booster shot in about 4 months, and then it's taken care of. I'm not immune, you know. Like they made it very clear that it's 95% effective, but the important thing is that it's not so much that we get it as individuals, but that we do it as a group, as a community. The more of us that get the vaccine, the quicker we can go back to normal life. So please do it for you. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Do it for strangers. Do it for all of us out there right now that are kind of shut in and having to struggle along. The sooner we can get back to normal life, the better. So there's your public service announcement for the day. Get your shot. All right, let's get started with some music. This is a band we played last week. They're called Dew, and this is a song called Trees.
Somebody once said to me, get your head straight to hell.
Guitar followed me around with that hollow cyclops eye. I turned its face to the wall. I used to love that thing. I don't know what to feel about the things I once loved.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Grief and its necessity, sputtering and flinching, full of haunting echoes, supreme hopefulness and self-canceling disbelief. We'll scramble to reframe memory.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Loss makes memories visible. A self-suturing wound. Equal parts, bridge and void. Narrow span of consciousness. Picture a familiar cabinet emptied. Filled with projections at a glance.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language.
Turntables in for repair. Its absence left a dust-free square. My mind projected, remained in light right there. I heard the whole album, Doctor. Back to front, I swear.
We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects how to speak our language. We teach our objects.
That is Cold Calculi with a piece called, and you'll never guess, We Teach Our Objects How to Speak Our Language. It's the audio track of a stop-motion animation music video now available on YouTube and soon to be featured in Isolation Suite, a hybrid drama poetry music audio series from Theater Conspiracy and Rumble. The video shows objects, a vintage telephone, window blinds, turntables, and an overflowing ashtray as the characters, and it's created by Margaret Kroweka, an architect, interior designer and installation artist, and Ulla Laidlaw, a film, video, and theater director and writer. You can see it on YouTube, or you can go to conspiracy.ca.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. the clouds darken up the skyway, there's an east side byway to be found, just visible from your window pane. It's a place with lots of sun, near Commercial and the Broadway Sky Train. Somewhere just east of Maine, so clean and dry. There's a house we could live in, my sweet mother and I. I'll get a job library, buy my clothes at Gatley or Mintage, learn at the Learnery. Someday I'll go to Trout Lake Farmer's Market and buy vegetables and fruit, yeah. Microgreens and blue potatoes, turmeric lattes, and of course some sweet Tibetan prayer flags fly just east of Maine. Oh, why can't I?
In celebration of International World Theater Day, Western Gold Theater presents My First Time. Host Linda Cullen and some of our favorite local theater artists take us back to their first time in the theater. Stories on stage, backstage, and in the house, told in their own voices and in the way they wish to tell it. Some of the artists that are appearing are Marion Barry, Sam Bob, Emily Grace Brooke, Sharon Crandall, Caitlin Hayes, Wayne Sprecht, Simon Webb, Colleen Winton, and Rogi Yu. And that'll be accompanied by the International World Theatre Day message, which was written by Helen Mirren, and it'll be read by some local artists in different languages. So Marion Barry is going to do the Norwegian version, Rebecca Duncan will do it in Squamish, Alan Dominguez in Spanish, Anna Hagen in English, Shizuka Kai in Japanese, and Joey L'Esperance in French. And it'll be closed captioned, so if you don't understand Norwegian, you can follow along. It launches on Saturday, March 27th at 12:01 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, which is 1 minute after midnight Friday night, for those of you that can follow that kind of stuff. You can find it at westerngoldtheater.org or on their Facebook page, Western Gold Theater Society. The Hunger Moon, an evening of short plays presented by The Ordinary Productions in association with the PHT Creative Co-op, is an evening of four unique one-act plays from writers across North America. It features an intergenerational cast of six performers live on stage. Over the course of 90 minutes, audiences will meet the characters working to regain control of their personal narratives, confront and explore the significance and connection found in communal storytelling, and how those stories continue to bind us together even when we are kept apart. Performances will be live streamed in real time. It'll be live. The plays are The Barely Wives Club by Sarah Segal Lazar, Hashtag Jones by Olivia Matthews, Too Close to the Sun by Colin Burnett, and Old Wives Tale by John Busser. It happens this weekend, March 20th and 21st at 7 o'clock, and you can find out all about it, including how to get tickets and how to stream it and all the rest of that, at phtheater.org.
Treat me like the way I used to. And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. But honestly, the truth is that I just wanna be like her and all of her stars. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. Did you feel this way? Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like last night when I saw her there, laid in your bed, hand in your hair. I tried to speak, say he's better off without you. Lose me, I tell him, 'cause you show on more. But I am safe as I turn away. Honestly, the truth is that I don't need a thing but you and all of your scars. Suddenly dry when I see you smile at sunrise. You can hear the world sigh. Oh, how I've longed to be with her.
A year after initial closure of theater and live events due to COVID-19, the Arts Club Theater Company announces This Is Something Else, Consciously Eclectic Histories of the Arts Club. Over the course of the five episodes, documentary theater maker Andrew Kushner explores a wide range of themes and topics, from the Arts Club's humble beginnings on Seymour Street to its current status as Canada's largest urban theater company. It shines a light on the remarkable women who fought for Vancouver's cultural institutions and some of the Arts Club's noteworthy ups and downs. He also delves into the cultural forces that have had a hand in forming the Vancouver professional theater ecology, the counterculture movement of the 60s, the city's real estate market, artists' relationship to the land, and our current global pandemic. The first episode will be released on Wednesday, April 7th, and further episodes will be released every week. And where can you find it, everyone, all together now? Wherever you get your podcasts. Well done.
Picking up the pieces in the early morning, with a change on your face, but I know it still feels the same. And the warmth of your hand that I thought for so long was anger, it's just to tell me you're lost.
Thinking about the history of this territory, what were its strengths and weaknesses? What has been lost and what has been gained? This land that has layers of complex history, layers of ancestry. Oxen. How can we bring the past closer to the future? The Oxen Peninsula was lived on by both Musqueam and Squamish people. There were longhouses and canoes from both nations along the bank. People just lived here, without divides or boundaries, by respecting each other's families, homes, and belongings.
That's a moment from Oxen Spirit. This westward walking sonic experience with Jeanette Kotowicz is the latest release from Push Festival's Push Walks. You can download it at pushfestival.ca and then head down to Spanish Banks and allow yourself to be guided by the narration, encompassed in the present moment, witnessing as much of your surroundings as possible while simultaneously giving over to your imagination. The sonic environment for this piece was crafted and composed by Matthew Morish out of a tapestry of field recordings, imagined spaces, echoed memories, and rhythms of the earth. Pushwalks are free to download and can be found at pushfestival.ca. You just scroll down the homepage to find Pushwalks.
Ringing tone in my ear.
United Players of Vancouver presents Silent Sky by Lauren Gunderson. It runs March 26th to April 18th. It's the true story of 19th century astronomer Henrietta Leavitt, and it explores a woman's place in society during a time of immense scientific discoveries. Starring Jenna Hill as Henrietta, with Anna Bui, Rebecca De Burr, Karthik Kalam, and Rona McCallum-Lichtenwald. It runs online from March 26th till April 18th, Thursday through Saturday at 8 o'clock, and Sundays at 2. With in-house performances at the Jericho Art Center running as soon as the Provincial Health Authority gives the green light, if that ever happens. You can see it for $30. Seniors and students pay $26, and all the information and tickets and everything are available online at unitedplayers.com.
Step into the night.
Anybody looking for a normal life? Anybody wanna feel alive? Anybody here searching for a sign? Anybody wanna feel alive? Anybody looking for an alibi? Anybody wanna feel alive? We'll be right back.
Friend of the show, Jack Patterson's Boosh Theater Collective is continuing their free online pan-Canadian workshop series, A Glimpse into New Translation. This month, they examine Leanna Brody's translation of Philippe Slaudevilla's award-winning Emigration Trilogy, a deeply personal work taking us on a journey of two continents and four generations, from Spain to Quebec, from 1917 to 2017, and the search for belonging in Canadian culture. It runs in three parts, Tales of the Moon, Tales of the Snow, and Tales of the Sun. On consecutive Sundays, March 14th, 21st, and 28th at noon Pacific. You can get all the details at Bushwhacked, and that's spelled BOUCHEWHACKED.com. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Next month, the Arts Club will launch Write From the Wings, an in-house program offering brief, self-guided writing residencies. It happens from April 12th to the 23rd, and the writers will be hosted at the company's three venues, the BMO Theatre Centre in the Olympic Village, the Granville Island Stage on Granville Island, and the Stanley Industrial Alliance Stage on Granville Street. Aware of the pressures of working from home, the Arts Club will provide the quiet environment for writers looking for alternative workspaces. Writers can be at any point in their career and may use the time and space provided to work on any project of their choosing in any form or medium. Each Arts Club writing space will be physically distanced and equipped with a desk and internet access. Applications can be submitted until Sunday, March 21st, and information on how to apply is at artsclub.com. United Players of Vancouver has an audition call for The Here and This and Now by Glenn Waldron. It's going to be up in June from the 4th to the 27th at the Jericho Arts Center with online presentation as well. Online presentation for sure, hopefully live from the Jericho Arts Center as well, depending on when the provincial government will allow us to have audiences in our theaters again. The date for the audition is March 25th. It's an online audition, and you're asked to submit a self-tape with headshot and resume. Character breakdowns, synopsis, all the details on this play can be found at unitedplayers.com/auditions. And notice that if you are going to do an audition tape, please do it in your normal accent, even though these are British characters. They'd rather hear you do your own natural accent first. If you are able to do a successful British accent, you can do a few lines at the end of the speech after that, but they really want to hear your voice. The rehearsals will be starting on Zoom, and then they'll move into the rehearsal room, and then all the COVID-19 safety protocols will be strictly observed. So if you want to find out all about this, you go to unitedplayers.com/auditions, or you can send an email to the producer, Linda Begg, and her email is lindabegg, that's L-I-N-D-A-B-E-G-G, 52@gmail.com. And the Belkin Gallery at UBC is accepting applications for some summer positions. These are UBC student positions. There's two gallery attendants, public programs assistant, and a special project curatorial assistant. The positions are posted on Careers Online until March 28th, and they're open to UBC students only. Applications will be accepted until the positions are filled. You can go to students.ubc.ca/career for full details, including eligibility, job descriptions, requirements, wages, hours, and application instructions. There's also one position through Young Canada Works in Heritage Institutions. This is a public programs production assistant, and the application deadline for this one is Tuesday, April the 6th. You can visit Young Canada Works for eligibility and program details, or you can find out details on all this stuff at the Belkin site, which is Belkin, B-E-L-K-I-N, .ubc.ca/news. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. So that's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Music today was by Dew, Cold Calculi, Mako Yamamoto, Dexter Dynamo, Savannah Reed, Madeline Reed, Jody Glenham, Summer Eyes, and Tough Age. And our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. And listen to The Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 right here on CITR. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
CITR 101.9. broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hi, Tracy M. Nissy M. Nissy Aya, and the Skakuya to lead in Homa.